Unit 7. Complaints. Product Complaints. 2. Complaints. Here is a passage about making complaints. Listen to the tape or CD and fill in the blanks.
By talking back when they believe they have not received their money's worth, consumers give businesses an opportunity to correct the immediate problem and rebuild goodwill. Experience shows that customers who complain about products and services continue to frequent the businesses and buy the products they complain about if they believe the complaint was resolved fairly. Careful complaint management can save unwanted costs. For example, negative word of mouth from dissatisfied consumers means lost revenue, making additional investment in advertising necessary to attract replacement customers. Complaints and complaint trends tell businesses how to do a better job by alerting management to problems that need immediate attention and correction. By talking back when they believe they have not received their money's worth, consumers give businesses an opportunity to correct the immediate problem and rebuild goodwill. Experience shows that customers who complain about products and services continue to frequent the businesses and buy the products they complain about if they believe the complaint was resolved fairly. Careful complaint management can save unwanted costs. For example, negative word of mouth from dissatisfied consumers means lost revenue, making additional investment in advertising necessary to attract replacement customers. Complaints and complaint trends tell businesses how to do a better job by alerting management to problems that need immediate attention and correction.
3. I'd like to return the sweater. Tim bought a sweater several days ago. He found something wrong with it and has come to the store to return it. Listen to the tape or CD. Choose the right answer to each question.
Hi, how can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to return the sweater. I bought it a week ago.
Well, first of all, what seems to be the problem?
The first time I washed and dried it, the thing shrank by at least 5 sizes.
I see what you mean. But did you follow the washing instructions? I think it says here. Yeah, right here at the label, to hand wash it and then to dry it on low heat.
How was I supposed to know that? The label's written in Chinese. And something else. The color turned from a nice dark blue to a green.
Listen, sir, what I can do is allow you to exchange the sweater for another one.
I don't want to exchange it for anything. I just want my money back.
Well, I can give you credit for your next purchase. And since the item you purchased was on clearance, we can't give you a refund.
A clearance item? There wasn't anything on the price tag that said anything about that.
I guess you didn't read the fine print in our ad. Look, here's the ad. And the information about the clearance sale is right here at the bottom on the back page.
Where? There? What, that small print? I want to talk to your manager.
He's not here at the moment.
Look, this is ridiculous.
And anyway, you can only return items with a receipt within 6 days. And unfortunately, that was yesterday in your case.
But your store was closed yesterday because of the national holiday. Listen, I give up. Here is your sweater. And goodbye.
Hi, how can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to return the sweater. I bought it a week ago.
Well, first of all, what seems to be the problem?
The first time I washed and dried it, the thing shrank by at least 5 sizes.
I see what you mean. But did you follow the washing instructions? I think it says here. Yeah, right here at the label, to hand wash it and then to dry it on low heat.
How was I supposed to know that? The label's written in Chinese. And something else. The colour turned from a nice dark blue to a green.
Listen, sir. What I can do is allow you to exchange the sweater for another one.
I don't want to exchange it for anything. I just want my money back.
Well, I can give you credit for your next purchase. And since the item you purchased was on clearance, we can't give you a refund.
A clearance item? There wasn't anything on the price tag that said anything about that.
I guess you didn't read the fine print in our ad. Look, here's the ad. And the information about the clearance sale is right here at the bottom on the back page.
Where? There? What, that small print? I want to talk to your manager.
He's not here at the moment.
Look, this is ridiculous.
And anyway, you can only return items with a receipt within 6 days. And unfortunately, that was yesterday in your case.
But your store was closed yesterday because of the national holiday. Listen, I give up. Here is your sweater. And goodbye.
5. Cigar insurance claim. Read the story about an insurance claim and do the exercises.
An American smoker has narrowly failed to pull off the perfect crime, reports Cigar World magazine. A lawyer, a Charlotte, North Carolina man, having purchased a case of very rare and expensive cigars, which were worth $5,000, insured them against fire. Within a month, having smoked his entire pack of wonderful cigars, and without yet having made even his first premium payment on the policy, the man filed a claim against the insurance company. In his claim, the man stated that the cigars were lost in a series of small fires. The insurance company refused to pay, giving the obvious reason that the man had consumed the cigars in a normal fashion. The man sued and won. In delivering his ruling, the judge agreed with the insurance company that the claim was silly. The judge stated, nevertheless, that since the man held a policy from the company in which it had warranted that the cigars were insurable, and also guaranteed that it would insure them against fire, without defining what is considered to be unacceptable fire, the company had an obligation to pay the claim. Rather than endure a lengthy and costly appeal process, the insurance company accepted the ruling and paid the man $15,000 for the loss of the rare cigars lost in the fires. Now for the best part. The man went on to a fancy bar to enjoy his expensive whiskey and admire his talent after he cashed his check. However, the insurance company had him arrested on 24 counts of arson. With his own insurance claim and testimony from the previous case being used as evidence against him, the lawyer was convicted of intentionally burning the rare cigars and sentenced to 24 months in prison and a $24,000 fine.
Seven. Read me. Read the following customer complaints.
1. We booked an excursion to a water park, but no one told us we had to bring our swimming costumes and towels.
2. We had to queue outside with no air conditioning. 3. My fiancé and I booked a twin-bedded room, but we were placed in a double-bedded room. We now hold you responsible for the fact that I find myself pregnant. This would not have happened if you had put us in the room that we booked.
4. It took us 9 hours to fly home from Jamaica to England. It only took the Americans 3 hours to get home.
5. The beach was too sandy.
6. A woman threatened to call police after claiming that she'd been locked in by staff. In fact, she had mistaken the Do Not Disturb sign on the back of the door as a warning to remain in the room. Service complaints. 2. Consumers Association. After Susan gets back, she calls the Consumers Association, CA, to make a complaint. Listen to the tape or CD and fill in the blanks. Good afternoon, Consumers Association.
Oh, hello. I've just come back from a holiday in Greece, and I want to complain because the whole thing was just a failure.
Have you spoken to the tour operator?
Yes, I have. Spring Tours. I ran them this morning. They didn't want to take any responsibility at all.
Ah, I see. Can you give me any details about what went wrong?
Well, I mean, the whole trip was bad. The food was bad, the service was slow, and the room was bad. I mean, you know, really, it was just terrible.
Well, I suppose you would have other people who had the same story.
Oh, yes, sure. I made some quite nice friends on the trip, and I've got their names and addresses, and I'm sure they would back up my story.
It sounds a rather terrible holiday.
Well, no. I mean, Greece is great, but the service was very bad, and I think that in some way we should be compensated.
Good afternoon, Consumers Association.
Oh, hello. I've just come back from a holiday in Greece, and I want to complain because the whole thing was just a failure.
Have you spoken to the tour operator?
Yes, I have. Spring Tours. I ran them this morning. They didn't want to take any responsibility at all.
Ah, I see. Can you give me any details about what went wrong?
Well, I mean, the whole trip was bad. The food was bad, the service was slow, and the room was bad. I mean, you know, really, it was just terrible.
Well, I suppose you would have other people who had the same story.
Oh, yes, sure. I made some quite nice friends on the trip, and I've got their names and addresses, and I'm sure they would back up my story.
It sounds a rather terrible holiday.
Well, no, I mean, Greece is great, but the service was very bad, and I think that in some way we should be compensated. 3. I want to speak to the manager. John is in a restaurant with his friends. They've been waiting for a long time, but dinner still hasn't arrived.
So, what can I do for you? I want to speak to the manager. Sorry, he's not available right now. I'm the head waiter. You can talk to me. Well, I have a complaint to make. I'm sorry, what's the matter? We ordered our dinner about half an hour ago and it still hasn't arrived. I'm sorry for that. I'll check with the chef right now.
Waiter comes back from the kitchen.
Your order will be with you very soon. There are many diners in the restaurant today, and one of the cooks called in sick. Maybe that's the cause, but you have kept us waiting for so long. I'm really sorry for the delay. Here are some drinks. They're free of charge as an apology. But none of us drink. Then what about a 20% discount on your meal? Okay, then. Anything you want, please let us know. Oh, here comes your food. Thanks. Enjoy your meal. Sir, what can I do for you? I want to speak to the manager. Sorry, he's not available right now. I'm the head waiter. You can talk to me. Well, I have a complaint to make. I'm sorry, what's the matter? We ordered our dinner about half an hour ago and it still hasn't arrived. I'm sorry for that. I'll check with the chef right now.
Waiter comes back from the kitchen.
Your order will be with you very soon. There are many diners in the restaurant today and one of the cooks called in sick. Maybe that's the cause, but you have kept us waiting for so long. I'm really sorry for the delay. Here are some drinks. They're free of charge as an apology. But none of us drink. Then what about a 20% discount on your meal? Okay, then. Anything you want, please let us know. Oh, here comes your food. Thanks. Enjoy your meal. 5. A holiday complaint letter. Read the complaint letter and do the exercises.
222 Nanjing Road, Shanghai, 200000. 021-1234-5678. November 1st, 2009. Mr. John Clark, President, Claude Travel Agency, 689 Wuzhong Road, Shanghai 200000. Dear Mr. Clark, I'm writing to get compensation for a huge mistake for which I believe your firm is responsible. On October the 1st, 2009, I used Claude Travel to book my honeymoon trip to Hawaii. Your agent, Jiang Lei, made all of the arrangements for us. She booked my husband and me on the Air China flight to Honolulu, flight 555, on October the 14th, which was to arrive at 6 a.m. on the morning of October the 15th. We were scheduled to join a tour group which began its journey on the afternoon of October the 15th. Upon our arrival at Hong Kong Airport, we discovered that the airline had overbooked the flight. Sadly, we were unable to get seats on the plane. We were reluctant to book seats on another airline, as we had already paid for this trip in full using our Visa card, account number 3374-7796-0039-3102. What's worse, our credit limit was inadequate to book a different flight on another airline. We missed our flight to Hawaii and our tour group's departure in Honolulu. We spent our first marriage days in the airport hotel in Hong Kong. We were unable to speak with Ms. Jiang Lei until Friday, October the 16th, which was 2 days after our scheduled departure. She was unable to book us on another flight to Hawaii on such short notice, but did offer to clear our credit card of all charges. We planned this trip for over a year, and Ms. Jiang Lei's mistake cost us our once-in-a-lifetime chance to fulfill an important personal dream. Because your agency caused the problems, we expect you to 1. Give us the money for the 2 nights we spent at the Hong Kong Airport Hotel, 2,460 RMB. 2. Provide us with 2 first-class round-trip tickets on a flight to Hawaii, which will be good for the next calendar year. Dates of travel to be our choice. Please call me before November the 15th with confirmation that our requests will be honored. If I don't hear from you, I will report you to the appropriate regulatory agency in China. Sincerely, Jane Myers.
Vocabulary. New words.
Immediate.
Goodwill.
Frequent.
Dissatisfied.
Revenue.
Replacement.
Sweater.
Shrink.
Tag.
Clearance.
National.
Scarf.
Crack.
Chip.
Cigar.
Crime.
Rare.
File.
Normal.
Sue.
Nevertheless.
Insurable.
Define.
Obligation.
Endure.
Lengthy.
Costly.
Appeal.
Whiskey.
Arson.
Testimony.
Evidence.
Convict.
Association.
Failure.
Tour.
Operator.
Responsibility.
Compensate.
Head waiter.
Chef.
Diner.
Delay.
Apology.
Agency.
Honeymoon.
Arrangement.
Flight.
Airline.
Overbook.
Inadequate.
Fulfill.
Personal.
Appropriate.
Regulatory.
Proper nouns.
Cigar World.
Charlotte.
North Carolina.
Consumers Association.
Greece.
John Clark.
Claude Travel Agency.
Air China.
Honolulu.
Jane Myers.